This is Senator Al Simpson. When it comes to cleaning up our environment, necessity, not Congress, should be the mother of invention. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, you often moan and groan about solving environmental problems with more federal regulations and interference by Congress. A pretty good example of how public opinion is much stronger than congressional meddling is McDonald's announcement that it will phase out the old plastic sandwich box. For years, environmentalists have complained about those boxes, which pollute the air when they crank them out and then take up precious landfill space when they toss them out. Bowing to people pressure and popular demand, not the feds, McDonald's will change over to a paper wrapper. And to replace the stuff used in shipping, many companies have discovered how plain old popcorn is a cheaper alternative. Ted, stop saying only government regulation is always our only answer for a better environment. Where we have the will, we do find the way. That ought to pop your corns.
Al, McDonald's Corporation deserves a break today for responding to the growing complaints that their plastic polystyrene boxes are polluting the environment. Score another victory for consumer groups and environmentalists. Not long ago, they persuaded major canning companies not to use tuna fish caught in nets that also kill dolphins. So 1990 has been a good year for the environmental movement. Wouldn't it be nice if other polluters shaped up too, without pressure from government? Dream on, Al. The anti-government and anti-regulation do-nothing message you're peddling is a thinly veiled invitation to industries across the country to keep on polluting as usual. Your polluters' profits come first voting record puts you at the bottom of Congress when it comes to defending the environment, Al. Once again, you made the Dirty Dozen list, the 12 worst members of Congress on the environment. McDonald's got the message in 1990, Al. What about you? This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on involving Americans of all ages in serving their communities. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.